Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Don, I was shaking my head a lot while
What's
I was watching
like
this film.
The taste of butter. A pretty dress. Would thou like to live deliciously?
What?
Oh, that voice haunted me. I watched it a couple nights ago, and
what was he saying? It sounded creepy.
It is creepy. Let's do this first.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Yeah, thanks, Dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Had to watch The Witch on Netflix. And this is a 1600s New England. And Kenny, that voice that you heard, which I know we'll listen to
whisper.
Again. Because it's creepy.
Was that the goat? Was it the
That's the black goat. Black Philip is his name. And he talks. And he says stuff like this.
Yeah. Oh.
A second.
Hold on. Just a second. Let me get that back up here.
I can't hear him talking to me.
He's
got to speak up.
He's a dramatic
ghost. He needs to
see the world.
Oh. What will you from me?
Dost thou see a book before thee?
Ugh. I didn't hear the wind chimes before.
Ugh.
Remove thy shift.
She'd take her dress off. Black Phillip's getting sexy.
Oh, yeah.
If you're driving down the freeway and you can't hear it, don't worry. It's just super creepy. It's really gross. You don't want to hear it.
Hopefully I had it up loud
Scary
enough there.
Scary whispers.
So, yeah.
From Black Phillip, who you don't actually see him. This is the scariest part. You don't actually see him talking. You kind of see him. You know when goats, they run around a little bit and they're out of breath and their bodies, like the whole body is breathing and pulsating?
Right.
You kind of see him before he talks doing that, and he has these eyes that are deep and scary looking, and they just, it's not looking into the camera, but it's kind of looking above the camera, and you're just looking at that goat going, oh my gosh, how are you involved in this story? And then he speaks and tells her to take her sheath off, which she had blood from her mother all over her corseted outfit that she had taken off. She fell asleep at the kitchen table, goes outside, and Black Phillip is in this shed where the other goats have died, and her twin siblings are gone now too, and her parents have just died, and then Black Phillip takes her into... Oh, yeah. You know what? Spoiler alert. I should probably say this from a 2015 film. The Witch. But I'm saving you from watching this.
Oh, my God. It's great.
Because then she follows him into the woods. And there's a bunch of women chanting and twerking and doing all of this stuff around a campfire. Naked. And then they start floating into the air. And then she's like, yes, me too. And it turns out... She's a witch?
Yeah, because they accuse her of being a witch for so long. And it sort of has that it has that vibe from the Salem witch trials. Like, everybody was being accused of being a witch, so you didn't want to believe that she was. But then she ends up... I mean, it is just freaky. It's definitely a unique film, right?
Yeah, that's a word for it.
McLean, what's wrong with you? Seriously. What is wrong with you?
Every time this comes up, you ask me what's wrong with me. I love horror movies. Yeah. I like to be scared.
That's not the answer. That's the wrong answer. I want to know what in the world is... What went wrong with you?
Oh. This was a scary film, and so I'll give you that for sure, because the way that it's filmed, there's a lot of quiet... Mm-hmm. as well, which almost is a character in the film, and the way that it's presented, because you're right, you're on her name is Thomason, you're on her side, because she's you know, the one of the older siblings in the family. She takes on a lot of mom roles because there's a lot of children, there's twins, there's another brother, there's a baby named Samuel, and it was triggering in the sense that Samuel's a baby, still breastfeeding. She has the baby out on the outskirts of the woods because they have been, they've decided because of their religion that they are going to leave the community. So they're living kind of in isolation in this homestead on the side of the woods, and so it's just them, and she has the baby out with her, and she's playing peekaboo, and at one point she covers her eyes and she goes peekaboo, and she reveals, you know, she opens her hands up and the baby's gone. Then you see the baby in the, with this woman who's naked, and the baby's naked, and she's kind of just touching the baby by the fire. And then at one point, she has, like, blood or different fluids that she's, like, rubbing on her face and her body, and it's, like, these weird images. Like, she's in the bottom frame of the camera, of the shot, and you're just going, what is happening here? And then it goes back to normal life of just trying to make it and, you know, milk the goats and stuff, and then at one point she milks the goat and blood comes out.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is just, yeah, I mean, you're really painting a great picture for people. Check it out, it's called The Witch on Netflix. I mean, this is a really scary, freaky film. It's all about, like, you know, when people suspect you of something, and like how people can let their minds go crazy to where they believe that you are evil somehow. And that's kind of like the first half of the film. It's all based on just people, this family's wild ideas about who's in the right, who's in wrong. And of course, the mother is mourning because they haven't found the baby. You know, she's so sad and upset.
Samuel's gone.
And blames the daughter because she was taking care of her at the time, and then accuses her of being a witch. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is just all hocus pocus. But then you realize there really is a witch. It's just really scary.
Well, and the witch also enchants her brother Caleb, and then she can transform into like this beautiful bosomed woman, and then she kisses him, and then he comes back, and but the common denominator is always Thomason. But because we're on her side, we just think, no, there's no way. And then she deflects and says, oh, it's the twins that are actually the witches, because they kept saying, oh, the goat's talking to me, and the goat tells me that you're the witch. So, oh my goodness. And the other thing about this film, too, is very dark, just in its
the it's look of it, too. It's very dark. It just feels oppressive. Yeah.
It does. And you do need subtitles because, what is it, Middle English that they're speaking?
Mm-hmm. I had an English teacher send me an email and say, you're saying Old English, but I don't want to be a know-it-all, but it's Middle English.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Love it.
Yeah. And then with the family, you're right. And then, like, the family's... just accusing back and forth, and like what they believe, if they just pray things away, it will just happen. And then at the end, after she floats up in the sky with the other witches, it says that these are based off of journals and news of the time.
Yeah, it's like real stories.
Oh, wow. Well, you really delivered it with it being scary, Dawn. So
I feel
you
like
too. Go ahead, Dawn. I'm
no,
sorry.
I feel like that in the beginning, all these accusations, she wasn't. And the whole time she wasn't. And then she went into the woods to look for her brother and ended up at the end being seduced by the witches and just thought, well, screw it. I guess I'll go ahead and be a witch. You know what I mean?
She turned into the witch. Yeah. And then that's really the genius of this, if I can pick anything out.
Yeah.
Is that was she a witch the whole time and just didn't, you know, just trying to like...
Cover
she shade
up.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Or did she turn into a witch and then just decide, yep, I'll just go with it because everybody already thinks I am one?
Yeah. Alexis, you acquiesce way too easily. Why would you even agree to watch this? I would have read the Wikipedia description and trotted out a short description and said, next segment, we're done here.
Oh, okay. When we assign you your movie next,
you
we'll
better not
sure
do that, Kenny.
We'll give you a quiz on the movie.
Yeah.
There's no way I would watch this. I can't even watch Wizard of Oz. That green witch, that's too much.
Oh, so you're afraid of witches, are you?
Oh.
Flying monkeys and all that nonsense? No. You just got to put your foot down in life and say, oh, hell no. Hell to the nah.
Nah. Well, Kenny, we wouldn't have this segment on Fridays. We have to.
Play a song.
That's true.
Put the spinners on. Let's boogie.